Two identical bills in the State House and Senate seek the creation of a state fund to supplement toll revenue shortfalls related to the Kinnick Arm Bridge in the initial years after the bridge is constructed. That is, if the bridge linking Wasilla and Anchorage ever becomes reality. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, there are still serious concerns about the cost of the bridge.
Senate Minority Leader Johnny Ellis wrote to Kinnick Arm Bridge and Toll Authority Executive Director Andrew Nemec in December, requesting cost updates relating to recent changes to the bridge plan. One of Ellis's concerns is the increased span of the bridge from 8,200 feet to 9,200 feet as a result of agreements with the City of Anchorage on the city side approach. Ellis points out that bridge cost estimates dating to 2007 do not reflect the extra length. Shannon McCarthy is a public affairs manager for Kubota. She says the extra length is a trade-off. The plan has changed to remove the amount of fill used in the bridge approaches to protect habitat. She admits the extra length adds to the cost of the project.
The cost difference is about $15 million to make that change, or roughly 2% of the overall Phase 1 construction cost.
Critics of the Kinnick Arm Bridge say that the financial plan for the project does not match current realities. Kubota opponents, like Anchorage resident Bob French, says that the bridge costs presented by Kubota authorities are skewed.
I think really what we need to see is a financial plan that has realistic sources of revenue and of realistic loans. And so far, Kubota hasn't provided that.
French is one of the authors of a website called Kinnick Bridge Facts. He says Kubota authorities have not addressed the costs of defining how and how deep to drive the bridge pilings into the soft, shifting clay on the Anchorage side.
It could be the difference between having a couple hundred feet long versus having, 100 feet long. There's a cost risk there that hasn't been identified in their cost estimate.
McCarthy says measurements of the various materials underneath the bridge have been taken along the length of the bridge for depth and for the materials' effects on the pilings.
So we've done those two measurements, and we're providing those results to whoever the successful bidder will be, whoever the successful design and construction company will be. They will then therefore be responsible for doing any additional drilling, and they are ultimately responsible for the design and the construction. So they're taking on that risk of design and construction.
French also says that Kubota was turned down for a federal transportation loan, which represents about half the money for bridge construction. But McCarthy counters that the procedures for loan approval under the Transportation Infrastructure Finance and Innovation Act are to blame. She says loan approval is pending.
We don't have to apply again. We're actually in line, and as soon as we get all the information that they have requested, we can move forward.
And French says future bridge toll revenue projections are based on a future four-lane highway, when initial construction will only provide two lanes. McCarthy says toll projections are based on the number of cars crossing the bridge, not on the number of highway lanes. Andrew Nemec has responded to Ellis's letter, saying that updated 2010 estimates put the cost of Phase 1 of bridge construction at $706 million. Nemec says that Federal Highway Administration reviews on actual costs are slated to be released sometime later this year. I'm Ellen Lockyer.